The views and opinions expressed by guests on the TWBC podcast are solely those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the views of nor constitute an endorsement by the host, TWBC, or the advertisers.
National championships, confederation championships, world championships, major professional events. For over three decades, he has been there for many of the sport's greatest moments. And now he brings you even closer to the movers and shakers in the world of high echelon tournament water skiing. From the founder and creator of the Water Ski Broadcasting Company comes the TWBC Podcast. And now here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
And greetings one and all. I am the aforementioned Tony Lightfoot. Glad to have you on board for another episode of the TWBC Podcast. Now, over the last few weeks, I've been interviewing skiers whenever I get the opportunity to. Mainly, they've been slalom skiers because primarily the events that TWBC has done so far has been slalom-centric. But I now have the opportunity to interview one of the greatest trick skiers that has come to light within the last few seasons, Pat O'Font. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good yourself. Now, on the day that this podcast is actually being recorded, you're actually on your way out of your accommodations here in Santa Rosa Beach and heading back to Central Florida. With Hurricane Ida actually bearing down on where I'm from, which is Louisiana. So you're actually traveling in the opposite direction to the hurricane, where I'll actually be traveling right into the eye of the storm, unfortunately. But anyway, that's an aside. You just won the U21 World Championships. I believe this is your first ever title in U21 level, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. I won under 17 for the first time in 2016. And then back again in 2018. And then I won in Malaysia for Open Worlds, but it was my first under 21 World Championships.
So that gives you a rather unusual distinction, having won the Elite World Championships. I mean, for someone who is actually eligible for the under 21s, you were actually winning the Elite World Championships before the U21 Championships. It's normally the other way around.
Yeah, it is.
All right, then. So a day in the life of Pat O'Font, you know, gets up in the morning, you know, and does his thing. Tell us what a typical training day consists of.
I actually don't ski that much, like, during the day. I normally do one set, maybe two at the max. You know, I had a very long summer because I finished high school in early May. So I had a lot of months of training. I wake surf a lot, hang out with my friends. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right then. So only tricking once a day. That's really gonna irk a few of those competitors out there who have to trick about two, three sets a day just to stay competitive. But I mean, obviously, it's taken a lot of training and a lot of preparation to get to the point where you can just, you know, just casually go about your day with one trick set a day. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I normally only did one trick set because, you know, I went to school full time, came home. My dad was at work. He came home. We skied one time after I worked out. You know, I totally could have skied more, but I think one set was enough for me, and it's good for me, and that's what I like.
For a slalom skier, their workouts normally consist of mainly strength training with a little cardiovascular thrown into the mix. Trick workouts, what do they consist of?
So I started working with Bojan Schipner, the jumper, with Radix a couple years ago. And now I just kind of do it virtually, and it's a lot of mobility, stretching, lifting in the off season, and just like maintaining my body like with agility and strength most of the year.
Excellent stuff. Now, I looked at your performances in the U21 World Championships. There were certain things that stood out for me a little bit in that regard. Halfway through your toe pass, most people normally do a toe five front and a toe out and toe straight back in. But you accelerate it to take those two tricks out. And I was kind of wondering why a little bit.
So as Federico said, I kind of ate it in Colombia and Pan American Championships a couple years back, and I just like never did it again. So I was never a fan of doing toe 8-go, you know, caught some edges, And I just took it out and learned how to put another sequence in. And it's kind of been like that for the past like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, because I mean, it's, I mean, that sequence of Toho in, Toho out, Toho Waco is pretty much standard around the Trix gear. So basically what you're saying is you've had a few horror stories with that particular part of your sequence.
Yeah, exactly. So I just took it out and I just put in like the tricks that I already knew, which was tolling back to like reverse. And then from there, I just kept adding more tricks and that's how the run came alive.
All right then. So you graduated high school, just had graduated high school. Yeah. Colleges, where are you going?
Rollins, I started last week. I kind of missed my first week due to the tournament. So I have to go back and do a lot of schoolwork.
I bet that irks some of the professors, but I mean, a lot of those teachers and professors know of the water ski team and the kind of commitment that it takes to be at the very best, you know. So I mean, have any of the classes been virtual or anything like that?
I had one, but I couldn't go to it because I had practice like the same time, so I missed that too. But yeah, I'm gonna go back and just see how it goes. Maybe think about a collegiate run and see what happens.
All right, then. So, yeah, collegiate nationals. I'm glad you brought that up. You'll be skiing in the Collegiate National Water Ski Championships in Zachary, Louisiana, if everything all pales out. And it's going to be a busy schedule for you coming up in October. You've got the Open Worlds, the Collegiate Nationals, and I'm sure. What about the Pan American Championships?
I'm going to that too.
You're going to go to that too. Yeah. Of course, you're going to go to that. It's in native Mexico, for crying out loud. So, tell us what your schedule's like going forward.
So in the next month, I have a couple of just record tournaments at Fluid, Jax. I think I'll be going to Jax a little bit just to see how it feels before Worlds, and then I have Open Worlds, and then after that, I'm going to go to Collegiate Nationals, and then back to Mexico to ski for my country and represent my country.
Okie doke. And I'm sure that you being a world champion and a Pan American champion and a world under 21 champion, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fuss and a lot of publicity surrounding you at that particular event. You know, are you at ease with all of that? Can you take that in your stride, or is it something that's relatively new that you try and shy away from?
I mean, it's kind of new, I guess. I really don't like try to think about it like, oh, I have to win because I won the last one or anything like that. It's just kind of go out, think about doing what I practice every day for, and just think like that, and hopefully I get the best result.
How much do you isolate yourself from all the noise and stuff like that? Because I do notice you on the dock and with cameras on TWBC being absolutely everywhere. You know, you have your headphones on and everything, getting ready to trick you.
Yeah, I mean, the headphones, just I like listening to music, so I just use the headphones to like get distracted. I don't watch anyone ski before me, and the headphones just help so I don't hear any noise or like any scores or anything like that. So in the finals when I fell, I had no clue what the scores were. So I was like a bit scared that it wasn't going to be enough.
What's your jam?
I don't know. I kind of switch it around. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what you're listening to right now. I mean, what does Pato Font listen to at the moment? Are you into Dua Lipa, or are you into something a little bit less mainstream?
I always put Pursuit of Happiness before skiing. That's like my last song I put before skiing. So, yeah.
Okay. So, obviously, a skier like yourself requires the support of a lot of parties. I mean, your father, your mother, your sister, your siblings. I mean, how important has their role been in the development of you from a wee little trick skier to the world champion you are right now?
I mean, my dad has been my coach since day one, and all I know is because of like what he what he knows about skiing. Like, he has coached me. And he's taught me every single trick I know, everything about like my runs, skiing, skis, and yeah, like he's like, I just do everything that he says. And
what's the most important aspect of the coaching and of skiing that he's put across to you? What is the one thing that's seared into your mind every time you go out and ski, or every time you go out and practice trying to learn some new stuff?
I mean, I think it's just communication with my dad. You know, like there's just some different techniques in water skiing, and we're just like so connected. I think it's just because there's a dad and coach bond that I mean, there's different styles, but you know, he kind of learned a lot from Corey, so that's where I learned a lot of my stuff from too, and I watched some growing up. And yeah, that's, I just kind of watch YouTube videos and learn from them and learn from my dad.
I've noticed that in none of your runs, you put like a wake seven front or anything. None of the old school kind of stuff there. Would you entertain putting something like that if your father said, hey, listen, Corey back in the day could throw a seventh run to just like that,
yeah,
and you've got a whole bundle of points. Would a little bit of old school style work well with your run?
I mean, if I could make it consistently, I would really want to put in my run.
All right, on the horizon, got a couple more on the immediate horizon. So far as your tricking is concerned, obviously you're trying to keep everything consistent with the World Championships and a whole number of tournaments coming up. But let's just say beyond that scope, and you're trying to learn new tricks and you're trying to learn new sequences. What can we expect from Pat O'Funk coming forward?
Well, I would like to do flips like Joel Pullen because his flips are crazy, and just try to learn new stuff. Help the sport grow and yeah, see what happens. Just try to create new tricks, new sequences, and hopefully like the people would want to learn that too and try to follow along.
Excellent. So you actually aspire to be someone like Joel Pullen in terms of flips. I'm guessing I'm just having a hard time kind of fathoming or reconciling the fact that you're the world champion, yet you draw inspiration from other competitors like Joel Pullen.
I mean, yeah, he's like a super nice guy. I mean, he's helping, you know, the sport grow in a different direction. Like there's tricks that 2 years ago we didn't know they were possible, and now he's doing them every day and he's still trying new stuff. So I think that's cool.
One thing I didn't ask you about college is your major. What will you be studying?
International business.
Oh, international business. That brings me nicely along to Toyu snack bars, definitely.
Exactly.
You know, so you want to be a part of that of that brand and the and product development going forward?
Yeah, I just want to work alongside my dad and, you know, help. I've always liked being alongside him in the water, off the water, and I just want to continue doing that.
What's your favorite snack bar?
The mango one.
You like the mango, huh?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's why every box that comes to me, the mango's missing, because you've probably eaten them all.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, as a shameless plug a little bit for the Toyu snack brand, I mean, they've been involved with TWBC and everything in the last few months. But, I mean, how important is it so far as you being a competitive skier? How important is nutrition to you?
I mean, to be honest, I don't eat very healthy. I drink a lot of soda, some chips. I shouldn't be saying that, but I do. And I mean, I guess I just, everything goes away because I do a lot of sports. You know, I used to play soccer. I play a lot of tennis. I run. I work out. So, you know, my dad and my mom always tell me not to eat that stuff, but I sometimes don't eat very healthy.
You know, it's just like the basic premise of fitness. You burn off more than you consume.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I'm guessing so far as you're concerned, whatever you consume doesn't really matter so long as you do more than enough to burn it off. But yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so 2 days ago or 3 days ago, right after I skied, I went to Louie Louie and I ate a lot and I drank a lot of Coke. And then I went to the 7-Eleven, got an icy, and then that night was horrible. So I was, yeah.
Yeah, that probably doesn't do the digestive system an awful lot of good. But we'll round off this interview around about now. We thank you for participating. But is there any acknowledgements or thanks or anything else you'd like to say before we conclude this podcast?
I want to thank you and Vincent for, you know, the great job you guys did on the webcast. It was very cool what you guys are doing for the sport and growing it, and yeah.
All right, then. That was Pat O'Funk. This is the latest episode of the TWBC podcast. Until next time, it is Ciao for Now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.